There was a paper at the last ASCO meeting, and also one in the 2007 meeting looking at that in terms of tissue biomarkers. I think they did RT-PCR looking at HER3, and it seemed like maybe overall the study, the results weren't that positive, but that when you looked at patients who had low HER3, that they were the ones who seemed to be benefiting. Is that the way you put it together? And what do you think that means?
So that was an exploratory endpoint. And so the question that we're struggling with is, does that make scientific sense? And it's provocative. Is that sufficient evidence to only study the drug now going forward based on that biomarker? Or do we need to validate HER3 as a biomarker in a larger prospective study? And personally, I feel that we should study these drugs in the scenarios where we think they're most likely to work. So I would argue that we should use HER3 as a biomarker now to study pertuzumab. And if the study is positive, then expand it to a more broader population. And that's certainly the way trastuzumab was developed. It was developed in overexpressors of HER2. And certainly we've looked at patients that don't overexpress it, and that's created some controversy, I understand. But I'm all for enriching the patient populations that we study to give us our highest likelihood of success so that we utilize our patient resources in the most cost-effective way possible.